7:45, we say good morning to Ed Bergeron in studio. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Pretty good, Roy. How about you?
Good. And joining us in North Conway, Briggs Bunker on the phone. Hi, Briggs. How you doing?
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to do it.
Oh, great. Well, this is going to be a very special morning show because, well, you took over the duties of rating the day and giving the forecast back in 1973 after Joe Dodge passed away. And you're going to be officially passing the torch over to Ed Bergeron today.
Good.
And we'll get into that in just a moment. We'll let Ed give the forecast, and we'll let you listen close. We'll chat a little bit more about the history of the morning weather show, and we'll let you rate the day.
All right.
Okay. Ed, what do you got?
Okay. Well, current conditions at 7 a.m. this morning. Temperature observation is 52 degrees. 10-minute average wind speed is calm. So our wind chill equivalent temperature was 52 degrees. Dew point this morning is 44 degrees. The relative humidity is a dry 76%. The barometer is 30.07 inches and rising. Sky conditions at observation this morning are clear, visibility is greater than 10 miles, and the ground is dry. The Saco River gauge this morning is 4.06 feet, and the flow is 1,250 cubic feet per second. Maximum temperature in the last 24 hours was 74 degrees, which occurred yesterday afternoon, and the minimum temperature 51, which occurred at observation yesterday morning. We had 1/100th of an inch of precipitation in the last 24 hours, and that was a little shower yesterday morning. Our peak gust in the last 24 hours was 14 miles an hour out of the north. We had 7 heating degree days yesterday, which gives us a total of 177 for the month so far. And nine-tenths of a heating degree day, a cooling degree day, which gives us 34 cooling degree days for the month so far. So far for the month of May, we've had 1.15 inches of liquid precipitation, 31.93 for the precipitation year to date, 109.6 inches of snow, and 6,913 heating degree days and 559 cooling degree days. Now, forecast for the day today. We've got a special weather statement for high winds and dry conditions, and although it doesn't result in a red flag warning for fire, suggestions of contacting local fire wardens before any outdoor burning. Otherwise, today sunny with high near 77. West wind 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight partly cloudy with low 45. Northwest wind around 5 miles an hour becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, 50% chance of showers after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy, the high of 71, calm winds. New precipitation amounts a 1/10 to a 1/4 of an inch possible. Tuesday night, showers likely mainly before 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 52, south wind around 5 miles an hour becoming calm. Chance of precipitation Tuesday night, 60%. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers before 7 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high of 77, calm winds becoming west around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 48. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 42. And Friday, sunny with a high near 83.
Okay, nice looking forecast. Briggs, tell us a little bit about the history of the morning weather show and how you got started.
Well, let's see. I got started because Joe Dodge was doing the weather. And he passed away in November, I guess, of 73. And I went and checked with a couple of people to see if they wanted to do it, and they didn't. And so I got a hold of Skip, or Skip got a hold of me, and said we'd try it out, and we tried it out for quite a while.
That is for sure. And it all started because at first it was sponsored by White Mountain Bank, and they had little piggy banks, right?
Right.
Do you still have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we need a bigger piggy bank after all the nickels and dimes, quarters that we put in over the last number of years. Now,
right.
Joe Dodge was before my time here in the Valley, but
yes.
He had quite a colorful vocabulary, so he must have really had to watch himself when he was on the radio.
Well, he had a few problems. He had to go by jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what he usually did.
Didn't have that old button, the old delay button back then. That's for sure. Well, it's been a pleasure, Briggs. You took over in 1973, and 44 years later, except for a few winters that you and Bobby have headed down south, you've done an amazing job. We can't thank you enough for all of your work that you've done with us. And, of course, we will look forward to seeing you around town, too.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure for me and also Bobby from time to time.
She always did an admirable job filling in. So, Briggs, we've got you. You have to rate the day for today. What do you think?
Well, I think we'll go the whole way, 50 cents.
All right, that earns a drum roll. And Briggs, we're going to do something special. We are going to break the rules here, and we're going to add another 50 cents to the rating today, and it's going to be the first dollar day in the history of the rating of the day.
Oh, great.
we'll probably get some feedback from the listeners, but I think it's for
that
a pretty... That could be for a pretty good cause, though. So, again, thanks to you and Bobby. You guys were amazing all these years, and we appreciate you putting all the time and effort into it. I know you worked with the National Weather Service for years, and I'm sure you'll still keep a close eye on the weather.
Right.
Okay, Briggs. Well, thank you so much. Take care, and the best to you and Bobby. We'll see you around town.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
That's Briggs Bunker in North Conway. $1 is the reliable oil and propane home weather rating for today, breaking the rules for a special cause. $53.60 accumulated now this year. So, Ed, you've jumped in, and you get a little help from someone who knows a little bit about the weather, too, who fills in from time to time, too, right?
Yes. I started actually doing observations with Briggs when I lived around the corner of Mechanic Street when he was out of town, and then I kind of morphed into doing it when he was away. And then, of course, we've had Ken Rancourt from the Mount Washington Observatory, a very, very experienced meteorologist, help out when I'm away.
So we'll keep the tradition alive here, rating the day mostly between a nickel and 50 cents.
Absolutely.
I'm really glad you stopped in today. That was fun.
Thank you. It was a great time.
Okay. 9:35 in the morning at 7:51. We continue the morning weather show with a report from the Mount Washington Observatory on top of Mount Washington, brought to us by Profile Subaru in Conway. Locally owned and operated. Stop by and check out a new or new-to-you all-wheel drive Subaru with best-in-class safety ratings.